This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for Lok Sabha elections has gained further momentum, with prominent leaders of major political parties holding public meetings and roadshows in different parts of the country. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address public rallies at Saharanpur in Uttar Pradesh this morning. He will then address a rally at Ajmer in Rajasthan, and later in the evening he will hold a roadshow in Ghaziabad, Uttar Pradesh. Our Jaipur correspondent reports that Prime Minister's rally in Rajasthan in support of BJP candidates of Ajmer and Pushkar today is his third public meeting in the state for the Lok Sabha elections. On the other hand, Congress is holding a big public meeting in Jaipur today regarding its manifesto. Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge and senior party leader Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi are scheduled to address this public meeting. Congress has made extensive preparations to make this public meeting successful. Our Bhopal correspondent reports that BJP, Congress and Samajwadi Party have various programs scheduled in Madhya Pradesh today as part of the Lok Sabha campaign. BJP National President J.P. Nadda will arrive in Kozhikode today to campaign for the NDA contestants in the general elections. He will stage a roadshow in the city this evening. The roadshow will take place from Ariyadattupuram to Muthalakuram. Congress Central Election Committee held a meeting related to Lok Sabha elections at party headquarters in New Delhi last evening. Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Congress Parliamentary Party Chairperson Sonia Gandhi and Party General Secretary K.C. Venugopal were present in the meeting. Senior party leaders of Haryana were also present in this meeting. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, security forces yesterday foiled an infiltration attempt by terrorists at Saburanala along the line of control, LOC, in the Uri sector of Baramulla in North Kashmir, and killed two intruders. According to an official in Chinar Corps, the terrorists attempted to infiltrate the Indian side of the LOC, which led to an exchange of fire with the Jackriff of the army. The army, however, effectively retaliated, resulting in the elimination of two infiltrators. Following the encounter, a thorough search operation was conducted in the area, leading to the recovery of warlike stores. Has India approved highest ever export quota for essential commodities to Maldives under a bilateral mechanism? Foreign Affairs Minister Musa Zamir thanked External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar for the move. Taking to social media platform X, he said that this is a gesture which signifies the long-standing friendship and the strong commitment to further expand bilateral trade and commerce between the two countries. The approved quantities are said to be highest since 1981, when the mechanism was put in place. The US is on high alert and preparing for a significant attack by Iran that could come within the next week, targeting Israeli or American assets in the region, said an official on Friday. The anticipated attack would be in response to Israel's strike on the Iranian embassy in Syria that killed one of its top commanders. The airstrike on the Iranian diplomatic compound in the Syrian capital killed a top Iranian Quds Force commander, General Mohammad Raza Zahedi. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions across parts of East and Peninsular India for today and tomorrow. Heat wave will prevail over some parts of Odisha, West Bengal, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry and Telangana today. The IMD added hot and humid weather will persist over coastal Karnataka and Goa till tomorrow and over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry till the 9th of this month. East and Northeast India will witness enhanced rainfall and thunderstorms in the upcoming days. The IMD added that light to moderate rainfall will descend over Lakshadweep and Rajasthan today and over Kerala and Puducherry till the 11th of this month. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Royal Challengers Bangalore in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And Indian shuttlers Anupama Upadhyay and Isharani Barua have advanced to women's singles final at the Kazakhstan International Challenge in Astana last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.